Word of
Mouth.
Word of
Mouth.
Word of
Mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Parties don't throw themselves. That's the opening sentiment of a new cookbook that turns vegetarian fare on its ponytailed head. Lust for Leaf is the brainchild of a pair of L.A.-based food bloggers behind the site Hot Knives, who describe themselves as bearded, mezcal-swillin' Martha Stewarts. Alex Brown is general manager for Gourmet Imports and connoisseur of obscure cheese and craft beer. Alex, hello and welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And Evan George, former sous chef turned public radio producer at KCRW in Santa Monica. Evan, welcome.
Thanks, Virginia.
Well, there are more words that I cannot say on the radio in this than any other cookbook I've ever read. So I'm wondering if cookbook is really the right description for Lust for Leaf.
This book is actually quite toned down from our first in terms of four-letter words.
Absolutely. It definitely took some, you know, some exercising of restraint. But there's definitely plenty of really, really gross descriptions of things.
Well, that's really appetizing for a cookbook. But I was going to suggest it's more like, it's more of a like how-to or lifestyle book, making the point that parties don't happen on their own. They require planning and preparation. So what are you guys? You're holding our hands through this whole thing?
Ideally, yes. But we don't take anything too explicitly or literally. I mean, you could definitely pick up the book and plan any number of specific parties that we set out to plan. But you could also just pick and choose from the book and, you know, make something small and sweet for yourself or for your friends.
At some point, we decided that it might be a good idea to put a charcoal grill right next to a swimming pool and throw a party that way. I'm not sure other people would agree, but if they do, then there's an instruction for how to have that party.
You know, yeah. There's also a sort of rambunctious video with a lot of really gorgeous-looking people eating really gorgeous-looking food. I guess is that how you live out there in Los Angeles?
Those are real people. In fact, they are real friends of ours. And the food is real. I mean, we really sort of, we wanted to avoid cooking a lot of food, setting it in a test kitchen, and photographing it like it's a piece of art. We wanted to make it for actual parties, invite people over that we would be probably partying with that summer anyway, and shoot them literally eating it. And it made for a different kind of experience for us and for them, obviously.
Well, that's something that I found kind of funny, because you think, I mean, one thing's, come on over for a vegetarian barbecue or picnic. It may not sound like the most exciting, or I don't know. I guess those kind of images of the enchanted broccoli forest come up for me in that case. You know, people who are kind of health conscious, and this book is not full on health conscious. I mean, you've got a potato salad that creates crushed Doritos and cheese made from beer. I'm guessing that might not make it in the Moosewood Cookbook.
There's a lot of like unfortunate generalizations that we had to sublimate, you know, to move forward as a people. Vegetarian food being like boring and healthy and like tepid and lame is, you know, that's something that if anything is our modus operandi, it's that, the sublimation of those ideas.
Our publisher actually asked us at one point, are you sure you want to have this Dorito salad in the book? But just the way we've served it the last couple of times, because essentially what you're doing is you're crushing up Doritos, coating pan-fried potatoes with them, and then tossing that in yogurt and mayonnaise. It is not healthy by any stretch of the imagination. But the look on people's faces when you bring them a bag of Doritos, they peel it back, and it's potato salad is worth whatever ill effects it's going to have on all of our health.
Potatoes are also fried in butter, too.
Well, I'm also imagining a kind of, you know, similar experience when somebody bites into one of your power bars and there's a pickle, chopped up pickle in it. I mean, is this, how do you guys think these things up? Do you experiment with them on all of your friends? What's happening?
Peanut butter and pickles is sort of a flavor combination that's sort of like become classic in our eyes. And that's more born out of like college dormitory boredom food. You know, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is, you know, it's got that sweet and savory thing going on. But we've always been like savory on savory kind of guys. And sometimes that sounds a little unsavory. But peanut butter and pickles is awesome. And it kind of like brings in Southeast Asian kind of flavor sensibility with this, like, I don't know really where it came from. We thought it was like funny to make sandwiches that only pregnant ladies would want to eat.
Now, Evan, I'm also noticing here some creative twists on traditional party appetizers. Tell us a little bit about the jackfruit carnitas. Carnitas, which I guess is usually, what, roast pork in the oven, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Several years ago, we started finding in some of the sort of off-the-beaten-path vegetarian restaurants that jackfruit was showing up a lot. We actually had a friend who was a chef of one of these establishments, and so we picked his brain, you know, this stuff. In this case, it was a jackfruit barbecue pulled pork sandwich, and they were using sort of crappy barbecue sauce, and they were cutting all sorts of corners, but the jackfruit itself was amazing. And so we sort of sat him down and interrogated him over beers at one point, and he told us the particular Indonesian market where he goes, the brand of canned jackfruit that he uses. You want to get them in brine and not sugar syrup. Very important, which we found out. Playing with that as something that will absorb summer sauces, and you can make tacos with it, you can make sliders. It's the type of ingredient that we sort of got obsessed with in this summer of partying.
We're talking about vegetarian party food on a whole new level, and my guests are Alex Brown and Evan George, the food blogging duo behind Hot Knives. Most definitely not on the paleo diet. Their new project is the recipe and how-to party book. It's called Lust for Leaf. Well, you write in the beginning of the book that hardwired, we have this deep craving for communal consumption. So, but if you're talking cave people, weren't they also hardwired to look for meat? And yet you offer them what? Protein? What does that mean?
Protein is our way of approaching fake meats that won't make non-vegetarians turn off a part of their brain. So it's our take on hot dogs, where you're pulsing up spices and soy and a little bit of beer, and we swear it will smell like Hebrew nationals when you take the top off the blender. We also have done 3 times fried oyster mushroom sandwiches, which is sort of not your typical fake meat, but we've become obsessed with mushrooms as meat.
You guys are savory, unsavory guys, but there is also room for sweets here. Maybe let's talk about some of the unique sorbet recipes. Who wants to pick that up? Alex or Evan, you want to describe a few?
Desserts in general, we've always sort of shied away from them. And there's a cross-cultural sort of fear. If you are a savory cook, then, you know, you cannot, it is impossible to make sweet things. It's like an unknown alchemy. And, you know, this was, again, chicken and egg. You know, we had the food pyramid. There's got to be an ice cream cone on top. So our focus usually is we just go to the farmer's market and we find something we think looks great and we just take it home and mess with it until we find something good. And so for the sorbets, I mean, there's one that's kind of based on like a liquido or like an agua fresca. It's strawberries and jamaica is the only actual quote-unquote fruit-based sorbet. The other two that are in the book are actually made from vegetables. There's one made with Persian cucumbers and another one made with fire-roasted chilies that we call icy hot that was a total, you know, weird, like, brain fart of an idea that totally took the cake. The cucumber sorbet is great. The strawberry jamaica sorbet is great. The icy hot is beautiful. It's amazing.
If you do say so yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not all of the flavors are altogether unfamiliar for those of us who, you know, don't use jamaica on a daily basis, but you do include tarts and fruit salads and a pecan pie. So what is the Hot Knives twist on these traditional foods?
With pies, we definitely sort of steered towards thinking about our main intake of sugar, which is booze. I mean, we're self-described beer geeks, and we love the stronger stuff, too. And so we were thinking about how to sort of make a cocktail in pie form. Instead of just doing a cherry pie, we do a cherry pie that has some Manhattan tendencies. So there's rye whiskey reduced with the cherries, and we actually use Angostura bitters to help sort of perk up the flavor. And the acidity and the bitterness obviously helps you taste everything, but it also, you know, hints at that flavor combination of brandied cherry at the bottom of Manhattan. And for apricots, I mean, this is kind of a shot in the dark, but apricot and tequila or mezcal mix really well together. So for that pie filling, it's basically, you know, a cactus liquor reduction that gives it a really cool kind of backbone.
In fact, I notice here on the bottom of the pyramid, there are a lot of bottles that have 3 X's on them. Well, we also want to mention that this book, besides offering recipes, also offers choices of booze and beer, but also a playlist. So, you know, what do you want to be listening to when you're grilling something? Maybe the Cramps, maybe the Misfits. I don't know. I'm wondering what makes a good vegetarian party mix.
There's nothing specifically vegetarian about our playlist. In fact, I think if you pulled the bands that show up on it, there's probably nary a vegetarian among them. But, you know, we've always paired songs with our food. It's kind of a calling card of ours. And I think what showed up on this book's mix was just songs that had a smoother groove to them, because we think less about what is fun to sing to yourself while you're grilling and more about what do you want to be listening to while you're scarfing food with your closest friends outdoors.
Given this, you know, you wanted to throw it up in the air and make it a little wacky and add some life to this. Are you hoping to build a kind of hard partying vegetarian lifestyle empire? Is this the beginning?
You know, we're more about converting hard partiers over to, you know, maybe cooking something from the book than trying to take softies and get them to party harder.
The book is Lust for Leaf, Veggie Crowd Pleasers to Fuel Your Picnics, Your Potlucks, and Ragers. And it's put together by the food blogging duo behind Hot Knives. Alex Brown, I want to thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Evan George, thank you so much.
Thank you, Virginia.
You can find links to more on the book, including a really attractive trailer full of really attractive people, and a link to the Hot Knives food blog at wordofmouthradio.org. And you can also share your favorite hard-partying vegetarian recipes on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.